Ceres Imaging uses aerial imagery and data analytics to help growers improve their irrigation practice. They recently published a report, and John Bourne, VP at Ceres, tells us about it. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
Back in the day when you had to send someone physically out to the field and do all these point tests, I think this data shows that that's definitely not enough.
So you just can't scan a field and look for dry spots.
The data behind it was from our Water Stress Index product that identifies irrigation issues about 2 weeks before they're visible to the naked eye and before they impact crop yield. And the science behind that, it's based on data input like remote sensing from imagery and AI to learn and identify what is an issue and what isn't. And probably the most important of all of it is the thermal imagery, the scientific grade, high accuracy thermal imagery. Because with thermal imagery, we're able to capture heat and measure crop transpiration. And we know the second a crop is feeling water stress, doesn't have enough water, they become ever so slightly hotter than the crops than they're supposed to be because they're closing their stomata and retaining water and their transpiration goes down. So what we do is we measure that, and our technology has learned to know when it's because of an irrigation issue or because it's other issues. Often when we're catching these, you would not see anything with the naked eye. It's before it's visible in the crop canopy. It's very early on in the onset of that stress.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.